closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the Judo
Show. I love that intro. I mean, I have got the minute and 51 seconds of the
extended version.
Yeah, well, no, the promo that has us has about the bombing.
At the top on the index page.
Yeah, new promo. Yeah. Yeah. New promo, right. It'll play it for you.
Welcome back to the Jimmy Doan Show. Great show today. Great show because guess what? We have our erstwhile and most famous Jack Rose.
Hey!
Yes, besides.
Out of control.
Out of control.
I made it today.
Yeah. Good boy. For what it's worth, today's the 8th of janvier in 2006, Sunday.
06.
Hey, Curtis, our legal advisor. And, what's his name on radio? Bill Handle on the Law, right?
Our handle on the law.
That's right, our handle on the law. That's right. Our mishandling of the law. And
gross mishandling.
Gross mishandling. That's right.
Juggling of the law.
That's right.
We've done this before. And Eric.
Hey, back in.
Engineer. Good.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Funny, only 8 days later. Right? Did anybody get their tree down yet?
Oh, yeah.
No, we haven't.
I just leave mine up all year.
It does? Well,
I just don't turn the lights on every day.
Yeah. Well, I did notice this year's tree was brown. Is that left over from last year?
Well, two years ago.
All right, well, that's great. Listen, anyway, great show today. A lot of neat things happening. Actually, the national news sucks.
Yeah.
Basically, that's the Sharon and the delay and, like, who cares, okay? So we're going to do a little local stuff from Gainesville, Florida here that actually will, you know, it'll go.
Sharon.
Oh, that's right. Well, also, DeLay is going to, you know, apparently he's going to, well, I don't know. I did nothing wrong. I am not a crook.
Oh, sure you didn't.
Yeah, that's right. but locally here in Florida, we have some pretty good news. And locally here in Gainesville, there's some stuff that's happened around. One thing is the Supreme Court. Florida threw out our local voucher program so that everybody now gets to go to the government-run state school.
Yay!
Yeah, the indoctrination, which everybody, of course, wants to do.
What's that now? So some municipality had instituted...
Well, actually, it turns out that they threw out something that not many people do in our local Florida, no child left behind kind of thingy. If the school was failing, you got to choose another school.
They give you a voucher to go...
They give you a voucher
even
to
a private school.
Even to a private school.
You, the parent.
That's correct.
Got a voucher.
You're right. Okay. That's right, to use for education, and you could choose, you know, Oak Hall or something like that, I guess.
Are you the fancy private school over
right, over your failing, drug-infested, metal detector, you know, whatever.
20-foot-high concertina wire fences.
That's it. You could decide, maybe that's not for me, and because the school was failing anyway.
So at first they thought it was a good idea, and
now the Supreme Court said, no, that's using government funds, that's using taxpayer money, and that's for private education, and that is forbidden by the Florida Constitution, which it is,
right.
Interestingly enough. So,
always seemed a little sketchy to me anyway.
Well, what's interesting is that in a lot of states, it depends on your Constitution. I mean, that's what they're there for. They may have something in the Constitution that says, you know, that prohibits, I don't know, walking on the left-hand side of the street. And if you do that, then, you know, that's a problem. Then it's
illegal. Essentially now the taxpayer, i.e. me,
yeah,
is now paying for your child to go to the school of your choice.
Well,
regardless of your...
That's got thrown out. That's what got thrown out.
Exactly.
So now the kid has to stay in the concertina, drug-infested, metal-detecting...
That's right.
Yeah. Or else go to another one similar to it across the street.
Well, they go where you're zoned. You go
well,
to the
no, actually, it, that's what I'm saying. That's the whole point. This voucher thing, what it was designed to do was to...
Try to give everybody an equal opportunity.
Well, if your school is not teaching you anything, the idea and they grade them here in Florida. They grade 1 through 5. We talked about a little bit about this in that the way they grade the schools, interestingly enough, is they grade them 1 through 5, with 1 being the worst.
Right. I think it's A B C D E F.
Oh, well, that's right. No, you're right. I'm sorry. You are right. The county here grades the students in percentiles 1 through 5, with 1 being the worst. No, you're exactly correct. I stand corrected. They are A through F, and it turns out that one of the schools here, for instance, was F for a couple of years. But nobody here in Alachua County, for what it's worth, was covered by this particular ruling. It was some other county. I think it might have been down south here in Marion or something. They found some failing school and some kids, you know, wanted to go to the local, essentially either a parochial or a private school of some kind. Now that they are allowed to finish out this year, even though the judge said it's illegal, they're not going to rip them out of school and put them back in the government-run school right away. So next year, though, too bad. Now, the zoning thing, of course, as you know, zoning is gerrymandered as much as political places. If you know, of course, if you know Florida, you know that the zone for where I live right here is connected to by some snake, unbelievably twisted, convoluted election district.
Over the river and through the woods.
Oh, unbelievable. Right. I mean, up 441, down 301.
Underground
for a while. I think there's even pops some... up near the Georgia border.
Right,
and,
right.
You know,
up two spaces over one.
Yeah, right, yeah, really. Right. It's like the night moves on a chessboard, right. Only drunk.
It makes quantum physics look like I-75.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Well, quantum tunneling's got nothing on the virtue.
Right, nothing on the zoning around.
No, that's right. No. So anyway, but they do the same thing with schools.
Sure.
And you can live 18 miles on the west side of town and be zoned for some other reason. Your little enclave can be zoned for someplace on the east side of town. I mean, they pick it. Now, it's not as bad as it used to be. It used to be they did it strictly for racial stuff. Well, a lot of that got thrown out. So now they have something they call concurrency, but they still do it because, well, they have these giant schools here. Of course, these schools that are, you know, designed for 600, 700, 800, 900 people or 1,000 or whatever it is. And as the town, you know, I don't know how to put this, but like a slug moves across the ground, the town is moving west. I mean, the demographic center of town every year is another couple of blocks west of what it used to be. And what this means, of course, is the slime is left over on the east side of town.
The snail trail.
The snail trail is left over on the east side of town. And, of course, with it, these huge brontosaurus-sized schools that are empty. They had one down south here that had like 38 kids lived in proximity. So they were close.
Sell them off as prisons, maybe, the way they got them worked up.
Well, yeah, exactly. They wouldn't have to do much.
Right.
a little bit of they'd have
to put a few more doors in and stuff.
Well, a few more doors and maybe replace the concertina wire, because it's rusted.
Right.
But other than that, and a few little guard towers. Mm-hmm. That's it. That'd be done. Yeah. Now, the schools are, having been in one, I don't know, I might have mentioned this in an earlier show. I went and gave a talk at a middle school out in California, out in near Palm Desert. Palm Desert, of course, happens to be where the annual, not the average income, but the median house price in Palm Desert is like $550,000. That's, you know, it costs you $500,000 to walk through the door out there. But anyway, right next to it is the hooker capital of the world not anymore because they put a lot of golf courses, but it was India, a place called Indio. And they had a lot of, there are a lot of Latino-type people there that mm-hmm. are not entirely all that well-documented. Mm-hmm. But they still go to school there, and they built a school for them. And, I went and gave a little talk there because I had a niece that taught there.
This is the one where they made him stand in the...
Yes, this is exactly right. I walked through, literally, I am not kidding you, literally, it was surrounded by a 12-foot-high chain-link fence, literally. The school itself was poured reinforced concrete. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about cinder blocks here or anything like that. Poured reinforced concrete. Once you got inside, it looked pretty much like a school. And there was, you know, bells ringing and the doors would all open up. The kids would all come out and everything. They spoke, actually, the kids spoke English pretty well. I will say that. But they were all Spanish. 98% of them were Spanish kids or whatever. So anyway, but as I walked in, I saw five kids, I think, standing. This was in the summertime, mind you, in Palm Desert. Now, desert is the operative word right outside of Palm Desert, and they call it that for a reason. It gets to about 112, 114 regularly in the summertime. It's dry, but it's a dry heat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, but if you go outside in high noon or whatever it is, and for 3 or 4 hours, you can cook, and you know the inside of your car cooks and everything. Anyway, walk through to go to the principal's office to get my official ticket to whatever to go see my little niece and give the talk, and in the courtyard were about four or five students standing there with their arms out, stretched out like a cross of Jesus. And I thought, well, it's a new religious thing. I don't know, whatever. And their books were...
So the kids are into.
Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know. It was during a class. Well, anyway, it turns out what I found out was they were standing there and their books were in front of them. And they're standing out there, arms outstretched, you know, cross-like. You know, they'd just come off. Notice they were standing there like they were on the cross, except there was no cross. Mm-hmm. And I asked somebody, I said, well, what's going on here? You know, new thing. They said, well, they arrive late for class. So they have to stand there like that until the next class period, and then they can go.
Till they're eaten alive by ants.
No, but I mean, I was thinking, my God, I remember when I was in, when I was like 6, 7, 8 years old, went to camp up in the Pocono Mountains, and this was back in the, you know, a half century ago, for God's sakes. And this was the fun thing that the counselors, 19-year-old, had to do with, you know, they would have fun with us kids, you know, 8, 9 years old. But this was high, this is basically high school, middle school. I guess it was middle school and high school. 4,000 students were in this place. 4,000. And, boy, I tell you, talk about – it just reminded me a little bit of the concentration camps or, you know, the Japanese relocation, only this was Latino relocation or whatever it was. And, I mean, they're making these kids stand out in the sun for 45 minutes, basically, because they got late to class. You know, what does this teach kids about school? And then, of course, you just look around – you know, I did a 360 looking around, and what you see is literally poured concrete reinforced walls with a 12-foot high chain link fence all around the property. And as we just talked about, the only thing missing were the watchtowers and the concertina wire. Right. The only thing was literally that was the only thing missing.
Well, so back to the vouchers here. Now,
the vouchers, of course, were which I find fascinating. The local people here, the local union type people, and the head of the school board type people hate vouchers. They hate them. They don't think vouchers are any good because they're claiming that vouchers destroy the government run school system. Because what happens is the kids get sucked out, and then a lot of the funding per school is based on
how well they perform.
Well,
how many kids you have. Right. And how well you perform. Exactly right. Well, it turns out that for the first, if you are total underperforming flunk out F school, you get actually extra money for the first year or two. And then if you still don't bring it up, then this voucher thing kicks in. So the kids can be, you know, in disaster city for 2 or 3 years before they could switch out onto this voucher program. Now the voucher's still good. But it goes to, like, I think you can still use it for a charter school. Now, the charter schools are also government-run. I mean, they're just like a regular old public school that you would call up, except they're smaller, and they do lift some of the restrictions. In the charter schools, they'll, for instance, say, well, we're only going to take kids that are, you know, aged this to that, and they have this kind of a disadvantage, say. Most of the charter schools, in fact, are for disadvantaged kids under one way. They were worried that the charter schools were going to be like we call this the Einstein charter school. You know, have to have an IQ of 181 to get in or something like. It was just the opposite, of course, of what's happened. Anyway, but they do have fewer restrictions.
You have to have broken into 3 houses in the last 6 months.
Exactly, yeah. You know,
a lot of them focus on a certain curriculum, too. They
right,
may
exactly.
focus more on the arts and
exactly.
music. Exactly. Stuff like
that is precisely so. Correct.
And that's a good idea to get.
It's a great idea. But the godlike powers that be on the school board and the unions especially see this as a tremendous threat mm-hmm. because, you know, what would happen is, you know, the old thing. Well, what would happen if they're all charters? Kids, you know, running wild, and, you know, a bunch of just be, you know, be art. We'd have a whole bunch of artists over here and a bunch of other mathematicians over here and a bunch of, you know, athletes over here. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, that's pretty much the way it is now. But. You know, won't have a well-rounded education, and of course, what you get here is how to deal drugs and everything, and how to, you know, foil the metal detectors,
well,
I guess.
Well, even though this voucher has been knocked down now, someone's going to bring it back up again, of course.
Well, yeah. Well, the problem is, the one thing is that it is in the Constitution of Florida. I mean,
what is the Constitution
saying? The Constitution basically says, I mean, it is crystal clear. It says no public funds shall be used for non-public uses in education. Or something along those lines. I mean, it is crystal. It
so
is like
they can't pay a private school.
Yeah, for, I mean, for it really it is crystal clear. Right. And to think that you could get around that is a joke. I mean,
so we got to change that provision.
You got to change that provision. That's exactly right. You got to change if you want to have it, you got to change the provision. And as we've talked about before, it's an awful lot easier to legislate from the bench than to get those 140, 160 people up in Tallahassee to go along with you. I mean, what, you know, if you can get one or two judges to go along with you and you can make a new law, that's fine. Well, so the vouchers were in for, you know, 2 years or 3 years here. Now they're out.
Right.
They finally got to this Florida Supreme Court, and the Florida Supreme Court said, let's go over here and take a look at this Constitution. Matter of fact, now that you bring up the subject, let's go take a look. Well, you know, it says right here, you can't do that. And they threw it out. And I don't think it was a unanimous ruling, which I thought, you know, I think it was like 3-2 or something like that. I'm going like, whoa.
Jeez. Well, there's probably some contradictory things. I mean, I know that in the Constitution of Florida, there's things about the child is the ultimate responsibility of the state. And there's all sorts of child.
Whoa,
comes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't own your kids in Florida anymore. Your ultimate responsibility for minors in the state of Florida, the government has. So that,
well, I know that you don't own your kids, but you certainly should own their upbringing. I mean, if your upbringing includes, you know, cigarette burns all over their bodies, you can certainly see why somebody might come in. But
they have to have the blanket rule, and as long as you're doing okay,
yeah. But of course, that's up to some $10,000 a year peenanny insect person to determine. You know, we'll take the kid out of here right now.
Yeah,
you don't want them turning their eye on you these days. Yeah. Well, that's too bad about the school vouchers. I mean, I thought that was a pretty good idea in general, although it does lend itself towards reverse abuse. And we just saw a ruling in the Rumsfeld case where the school was trying to kick military recruiters off campus.
Right.
And the government's case lawyers said, basically, look, you guys get money from us.
Right.
So we're coming when we want to come.
Right.
And of course, that could happen in the voucher system for
right.
the
and
private
would,
schools.
And it would. That's the whole. And I mentioned this actually. I don't know if it was a previous Jimmy Doan show, but but I mentioned this. I know in some public forum that the vouchers they shouldn't be afraid of the vouchers. They're still public schools. I mean, they're still government run. And once they account for something like 2%. Or less than 2%, I think, of the government-type school thing, not the private schools. The government monopoly is about 90% of the students, Florida, K-12, attend government schools. 10% attend private, strictly private, you know, Pinecrest, whatever it is, schools. But of the 90%, only a very small 1% or 2% go to vouchers-type schools. But they are still scrutinized by the state. And believe me, if they got up to be 10% or thereabouts of the 10%, exactly what you just mentioned, the state would be stepping in and saying, whoa, no, they would
determining
be
curriculum,
determining exactly
all sorts of
no
things.
No question about it. As long as it doesn't appear to pose a real threat. Now, they will rail against the system. So let me go back again. As long as it doesn't appear to pose a real threat to the current system, they will only mouth off about it, as the union leaders especially will claim. They will use hyperbole. They will claim that any voucher school is the damnation and ruination of the entire known universe. The Earth has spun off its orbit and is headed straight for the sun.
Hellfire.
Yeah, that's right.
It is
the same thing that they do. I mean, this is where it's gone. The public discourse has gone in that. People, for some reason, feel that they have to, when they want to cut a program, or as they say, let's say a program is supposed to go from 1 million to 1.2 million, and then they come back and they say, well, it's only going to go to 1.1 million. This is called a drastic gouging out, cutting, slashing of the budget, and it will result in the cooling of the earth to an ice ball. and we will all go to hell and burn. Except in the ice ball. No. We will be a frozen burning ice ball.
Right, exactly. Frozen in time, burning forever.
That's right. I mean, that they use this all the time, and unfortunately, it confuses, and that's what people love to do, is to confuse the dialogue. I mean, once you start off, well, you should know about this, Curtis, about from attorneys. I mean,
me?
Yeah, me. Well, I mean, prosecutors, you know, if you are being prosecuted for an ingrown toenail, they call this, you know, they call this murder one. And then they will so nicely reduce it to a mere manslaughter charge, mm-hmm. you know, in spite of the fact that you happen to be across the street when it happened. You know, you have to defend yourself.
Well, we need to keep an eye on the vouchers and what happens.
Well, the vouchers, let me tell you, you're right. And
it's going to be a long-term
It's going to be a long-term. Look, here's what it boils down to is there is no cure for this. The system is broken totally. The only cure, I'm telling you, is to disband the school system, the government-run school system.
Well, I would think the voucher system is sort of like a slow leak in the dam for them.
Well,
the
problem is, as we just said, yes, you're exactly right. And I know that Milton Friedman, for instance, he has come out. He has a whole organization. 93-year-old Milton Friedman, God love him, he's still as active as anybody. And he has an entire organization, and I forget, it's called the School Choice Program or something like that. And it's nationwide. I get a newsletter from him and so forth on this stuff. And you're right. But I can tell you, as you have recognized, Curtis, that as soon as this thing gains any traction, you can bet that the powers that are currently there will find a way to stop it, because it is still ultimately state run. And you only have to get to the school board. Five members of the school board. It's not like you have to, if, in order to, the voucher plan starts to take off. And we've seen this happen before, where you can have 1,000 parents who are satisfied as punch with the voucher system and the way it works. And you get one or two disaffectees, and then you get three members of the school board is all you need. And the whole thing goes down the toilet. I mean, that's all it takes. Again, it's legislating.
Aren't there other, I thought that and there were some places up north that were actually effectively using the voucher system. Right?
There are. In fact, the voucher there are. And I think Michigan is one. Yeah, Michigan apparently has done quite well with it. They have a...
So what they do? They shoot all the school board people? And
no, they... It turns out that I don't know.
I think the percentages
we
are still very small.
We have listeners from Michigan.
Huh?
We have listeners from Michigan.
We do, as a matter of fact. Well, I wonder... We talked about this last time about Beijing, but we have... we have a bunch from Michigan.
Yeah, well, so email us and let us know what's happening.
Yeah, that's...
I think it's a very truncated program up there. From what I heard, it was such a small percentage of the students were allowed to get the vouchers that it really wasn't going to have any significant market effect.
Well, it never is. I mean, you're right. The fact is that, the math of it, of course, is so compelling also for a lot of reasons. One is the money that they give is way less than the cost per student. I mean, they actually, it turns out that if you gave that quantity, whatever it is, $5,000 or something like that, voucher money to every single student, you'd have money left over. I mean, you'd still be able to pay the teachers to sit around on their ass and the school board and everybody else. Exactly. and you wouldn't have to do any work. I mean,
exactly.
It turns out that if you're paying it here in Alachua County, where it's about $11,000 a student, I mean, personally, it would be, I'd like to be on the school board and retire to the south of, the Caribbean, whatever, on my 90-footer, hot and cold running bays, whatever it is, and because you would have, $50, $60, $70 million left over after you paid off all the students. Hello, bye-bye, whatever.
Hello, bye-bye.
Well, yeah, and this, I tell you, huh?
Well, they claim, of course, that all they care about is for, it's always for the student. For
right.
And it's not. I mean, on its face, it's not.
Yeah, and this is a program that's sort of self-perpetuating.
Well, it is. And again, people don't realize how much the state, you think that the voucher program is one of these freebies. It's not. The state has a fairly tight rein on it. It's just they haven't pulled it yet. It's like a leash where, you're walking your dog and the leash is kind of loose. You're still on a leash, but if the dog starts to run away, believe me, yank, choke, whatever. I can tell you right now, that's exactly the way. I mean, good. I love that analogy. I did well on that.
We're proud of you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Well, and the school boards even more, they're doing things like I saw in California that they had asked parents to pay for laptops.
Oh, that's, again, I talked about this once before. There are charity-type programs, laptops. It is laptops. You know what they ask for in this county?
Pencils.
Right. Well, pencil and paper. That's a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
A laptop here, by any other name, is called a notebook. And
not the electronic kind.
No. It's a notebook.
Not even your trapper keeper.
No, that's right. It is called. No, this is great. So that's what they have here. We're kind of a...
And so the California court threw that out, said basically they can't be asked to pay for these laptops because they're entitled to a free public education in the state of California.
Of course, it's not free. They mean no charge.
Right. And what they're claiming is that the parents who are able to afford laptops for their kids are then creating a disparate education between them
and
the ones
who can't afford. This is the thing about leveling. is that you take the good things, the stuff, the people that actually might make a difference in this country, and you pound them down to level them. And
to the mean.
To the mean. Well, of course, what happens is as soon as you do that, the mean changes. I mean, if the average height of a man here in Florida is 5'10.5", and you say we're going to make everybody 5'10.5", so you hack off, you know, somebody like me, for instance, you take about 3 or 4 inches off my feet, and I'm walking around on stub. Well, of course, then the average drops. You know, once you do that, the average drops. So
they don't care about the darn average.
No, they don't. It is
truly about equality.
Yeah, it's about quality, right? And the quality is to be mediocre.
Equality.
Oh, equality. I'm sorry. But still, same thing. So right, yeah, equality. Right. We don't care what the equality is. That's what upsets me about this. That they always talk about the level playing field. Who the hell wants a level playing field?
Fair.
Anybody here wants an advantage.
Yeah.
You know, and what I find astounding, of course, is you got a smart kid and you have the money to buy him a laptop and say, nope, we
can't do that,
you
man.
You got to be in the dumb kids. You got to play dumb.
He's getting an advantage.
Well, I don't know if you guys remember, but I remember being in school that playing, you know, I didn't do my homework. Hell no. You know, you had to play dumb to be one of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that was part of the deal. Homework.
Watch Grease.
There you go.
Yeah,
that was and actually
Johnny Zucco or whatever.
Yeah, right. Oh, so he got sex.
Yeah, yeah.
That is what it's all about.
Well,
I mean, let's face it. If education, education. Right. If you can get laid your whole life,
right.
Then
what do you care about if you can do algebra?
Who cares? No, you don't need algebra to get laid.
No, you just simply count. Right. How many women did you sleep with last night? I see 1, 2, 3, 5.
I don't know. I ran out of fingers.
So you're doing
more
good.
Than this many.
More than this many.
Yeah, holding up your hand. So, yeah, no, I mean, that is what it's like. So I guess when all is said and done, there's the education right there.
Yep.
That's for us, anyway. For us. Now, for the girls... I don't go there. I'm not going there. I'm not going to go there.
We'll keep an eye on the voucher.
We'll keep an eye on that. Let's move along.
Other local stuff here.
Other local. Well, the other big local news. We chatted about this briefly, and I thought it was interesting to see how it's turned out since our last broadcast, last netcast, last podcast, whatever. And that had to do with the bicycling around town.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Bicycle friendly. They want, well, the Gainesville Sun I have here, right here.
Probably a lot of places in California going through this as well out there for our listeners out there. But
well, Oregon is a big place because Oregon is like eco. You know, they found out Washington State in that area. Yeah, they found out that it's not not the panacea that they hoped it would be. One thing that happens, of course, is you make it all bicycle friendly, which means that a lot of the property that would go for houses is for other stuff preserved and so forth. So the prices, which is fine if you're living there already, it's fine if your house goes from 100,000 to $1 million. But if somebody wants to move in, forget it. There's none. I mean, you know, you're priced out of the market. So anyway, here though, the readers weigh in on Cycle City Life as they have an editorial.
This is our Gainesville Sun,
and this is from yesterday, actually, from Saturday.
Saturday.
And they have a chart. They have a bunch seven. Of pie charts here. Saturday, they have seven. A bunch of pie charts. Yeah. And they had...
pie.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Homer. No, they have a bunch of pie charts here. And they had 318 readers responded. 67% were male and 33% were female. I'm glad they filled that in
right.
Because with 67% male, I was worried. I was wondering what the breakdown was on the other 33%.
So less than 400 people out of what are we, 100,000 here?
We say fewer than 400. Yeah, fewer, it was just more than 300 responded out of about 50 out of readership, about 50,000. And surprise, surprise, surprise. Most of them were bike riders.
No.
No. Actually, 90% of the respondents ride bikes. Now, I will say that 15% of those only ride once a month. But basically, how often do you ride a bike? You know, a quarter of, well, let me put it this way. Oh, well over half ride bikes regularly.
All right. Well, let's take a poll in this room. How many of us have ridden a bike
What's a bike?
We have 25% of the people in this room that ride
like
bikes.
A Harley?
Yeah. Right. Ride a bike.
Yeah.
All right.
So this doesn't represent exactly the
let me put
exact
cross section.
No, it is a self-selecting, and they have put voluminous amounts of ink on my newspaper describing what people think about. You know, do you think that the cyclists generally obey the traffic laws? Do you think the automobiles riding around you? What do you think would happen to the price of gas? If the price of gasoline went to $10 a gallon, would you, do you think you would start to bike and so forth and so on? How do you travel to work? Bus, bike, whatever. In terms of cycling, what's safe? Do you think that law enforcement does an adequate job of cracking down? Look at this. Here's the question. Do you think that that area law enforcement generally does a good job of cracking down on cyclists who ignore traffic laws and ride irresponsibly?
Those crazy cyclists.
Yeah, and of course the answer is no, 48%, whatever. But my point is, this is no survey. I mean,
Well, the poll was probably put up in the local bike shop for them to fill out and then collected by the Gainesville Sun.
The point is that it's 318, yeah. Number one, out of 50,000 or whatever it is. So certainly, I'm not even sure that this will make a statistic. We have something called a t-test, which is for small samples. I think you need like 1,000 in order.
Yeah.
But of course, this sample is self-selecting. I mean, this is like, you know, asking the readers of Playboy, do you like girls and what do you think? what do you think about women and so forth? I mean, you know, hello, you know, what do you think you're going to get on that survey?
Right.
Bikes are the best. Well,
this is 500 people in town trying to get more government money.
It's 318 readers of the responder. Right. But the point is, this town, on its face, you don't even have to, the people that didn't respond to this, of course, threw it in the trash, which I suppose we're blown. But the point is that this town is not going to become downtown Netherlands, downtown Ockham or wherever it is, where they all do the bicycling in the Netherlands or someplace.
Amsterdam
or whatever Utrecht. Utrecht or Beijing or whatever the hell it is. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
And it ain't going to happen for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's 4 months out of the year. Walk outside. It don't work. I don't care what it is. You know, what happens is you take your bike out and the tires explode because the heat of the road has heated up the inside to lava temperature. And I don't care what kind of rubber you got. It's going to blow up.
Right.
So
this is the home of the Gator Nationals.
Yeah.
Who the hell's biking, man?
We got 40,000 students here who are just barely at the age.
Well, that's the big market, too. We're a college town here. If anything, they need to make campus, you know, bicycle friendly. Certainly.
It is.
Yeah,
is. Except for you try to run over a cop with your bicycle.
You know, but where they're taking, you know, university funds, because the kids really are the majority of the people who it's economical for them, and a lot of them can't afford cars. There's no parking on there's no parking on most campuses across the nation.
I went to school at this campus, and I rode my bike all over the whole thing. It takes you just a few minutes to bike across campus, while it takes you 15 or 20 minutes to walk.
Right.
And it's easy. There's no restrictions or anything. You can bike right down the sidewalk. Campus is totally bicycle friendly. There's bicycle hookups everywhere. You want to, you know, lock your bike up to anything, no problem. They're everywhere.
Well, and when you're a teenager or 20, it's okay to wear shorts and a t-shirt and be a little sweaty going to class.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you're working downtown as a
lawyer and you got a black suit every day,
You're not riding a bike.
No. And as I say, they're even though the population of the city is roughly, you know, not much more than just under half students. You know, as far as the city is concerned, during the day, there are a lot of people that are older than that are just not going to ride a bike or, you know, they're not going to go down to Publix and shop.
It's amazing the quote-unquote leaders of our community feel as though they can just come up with a good idea and sort of
wave their wand,
fit everybody into the cookie cutter shape.
One size fits all. And, of course, you've done some biking on some of the trails around here.
Yeah. I mean, we've got trails. We've got a trail that goes to Hawthorne.
Heavily traveled?
17-mile trail. I can bike for 20 or 30 miles on that trail and see one person.
Maybe. 20 or 30 minutes.
There's more snakes than there are people.
No, more snakes.
No, you're saying 20 or 30 miles.
Miles.
Oh,
yeah,
miles.
Miles.
But
20, 30
on
miles.
On a 17-mile trail?
Well, you go back and forth.
Okay. Several times. Okay.
Yeah.
We need to get some feedback on this, but we all mutually know a person in town that was recently contracted to do research like this on how many people are actually using these trails. And what better way to reach them and to market to get people using these trails, because they have spent millions of dollars of our money.
And they want to spend more.
But no one's using it.
Well, a lot of it has to do with what people don't understand to a large extent is what people do. I was out doing garage sales yesterday, as I usually do. You know, if I'm not on eBay, I do garage sales. And I was driving around. It is amazing. This all comes under the title of recreation here locally. And in the they want to pass a new recreation tax, as they do. It comes up almost every year. They want to pass a penny recreation tax, and they've got everything in the world that they want to do. The trails are one thing. soccer fields, yada, 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 and so forth. Well, I was riding around, and it is amazing. Almost every single new community here in town has got a pool and tennis court for overs. And those people don't want to pay twice for another park. A lot of them, you can bicycle around in your own little community. I mean, you know, right. You go out to Hale or someplace like that. Who needs a bike? I'm not paying for a bicycle trail. I got, you know, 50 miles of trail in Hale Plantation or whatever, and the new Tioga and all these other places like that. You don't need anybody. The money's been spent by the local people.
These are giant plans, you know.
Well, they're not even, some of them aren't that big.
Subdivisions.
But that's the way a lot of it is headed. And one of the reasons that it's headed that way, because of the land use restrictions around here that they put in, make it only economical to essentially, it might not be a gated community, but it's pretty much a gated community.
Right.
Walled
community.
It's walled, or it's segregated in a way that, and it's large enough in order to get the economies of scale. The community area has to be large enough to make it work. I mean, nobody puts together a community like they used to of, you know, a dozen houses, and now it's, right, you know, 400 or something, right, like that. And you do, if you're going to do the regional impact statement, you might as well do it for, you know, 500 acres is two.
Well, there's also the issue of safety, and that's why they're doing it here. We're spending all this money for our public rails to trails and stuff, and you got 30 miles of, you know, the Appalachian Trail where a bunch of, you know, undesirables are hanging out and looking for victims.
Well, I didn't think about that.
These aren't lighted trails or anything. You know, you're 30 miles through the woods, and all of a sudden someone jumps out and knocks you in the head with a frying pan.
Yeah, but that's not a real problem. I mean, you don't hear about that much.
Well, I don't know. You don't hear, you know, through...
And, of course, the other thing is, if the trails...
Remember, they used to put the train tracks and all, didn't always run through the nicest neighborhoods.
Well, I know that.
Now these are all of a sudden these environmentally friendly trails where they want...
They want
grandma to be riding down the trail with a diamond ring and... Mm-hmm. You
well,
know?
Of course, grandma's an idiot where she, right, does that, number one. Number two. But that...
Well, that's the point. The point, well, they're building these things, they're not really...
We have a chicken and egg problem here. The fact is that if there were 10,000 people riding up and down that trail, the crime would certainly, you know, you'd be certainly...
That's right.
You know, that's one thing.
Right.
So how do you get 10,000 people to be riding up and down this thing all the time in order to eliminate the...
Air condition it.
Right. And what's...
There you go! I like that! Yep. It'd make a giant, like a tunnel, like a that's huge, right, futuristic...
Right. That's right.
It's like, you know, when you go down to SeaWorld and you have the shark thing.
Yeah, the shark
you
encounter. Walk
through, and it's like a big plexiglass.
Right.
It's nature encounter. You know?
So you're kind, well, of course,
kind of in nature, but not really.
Well, that's what they've done. We can talk about this. But
you make some of the panels clear.
Well, of course you do. It's like windows. You drive,
yeah, right,
and you could have... But, you know, that would be... Now, there's...
And, of course, what's going to happen is it'll get so popular that they'll outlaw bicycles there.
There's going to be a moving walkway. Is what,
right. Yeah, moving, yeah, walkway.
Yeah,
right,
you're
right,
too far,
right,
to walk. Too far,
right,
to walk.
We don't want to exercise. Right, they work, right, up, right, a sweat.
Yeah, yes, you know, I can see it all happening.
You get your exercise going there.
Right,
you,
try, right,
you know,
right,
from walking from the parking lot to the entrance.
Right, right.
And, like, then, like, and,
Disney,
then,
World.
And then ultimately, it'll come back to being a train again.
That's right. It's in everything.
A monorail.
That's right. Everything goes in cycles.
Cycles,
that's right.
That's right. This is just one small
This
part
is just
of
one of the things. Yeah, no, you can see nature through this window.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we should all bike over to Pickett Weaponry and buy new guns and bike back with them on our shoulders.
There's an idea.
Yeah.
That's only 17 miles.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's...
Well, I'm sure this cycle thing, I'm sure, is going over, going on probably in a lot of little towns.
Mm-hmm. There's no question. The point is that people...
Generates lots of revenue for the government here, too. You know, you're encouraging people to go out and bike, which is not work, and then they're going to be running up and down, and there's no shops. Of course, Gainesville will never let you put, like, a drink place out there or anything like that. So there's no way to go out there. So basically, you're just encouraging people to go out and exercise.
And they think that's a good thing. I'm confident that if there was a way, if they could get away with it, they would hire, you know, 20,000 brute, like, we are here to pump you up trainers. Mm-hmm. And whip us into shape. You know, against, you know,
sure, these people probably believe that if they could pass it, that a law mandating everybody do exercise for an
they
hour
would, get away with, yeah,
would be a good
yeah,
thing.
Don't they do that in China or Japan or something like that? During the workday, if you go to...
You do the Chung Fu or what?
If you go to Suzuki
and
Kuijong.
It's Kuijong or whatever's that one?
Tai Chi?
No, it's not Tai Chi. The Kui Hong one, which is what you just kind of bend back and forth.
No,
they do have programs that are private programs in the companies over there that encourage their workers to get some exercise.
That's not good enough.
Yeah, not good enough.
So getting drunk and singing karaoke is not exercise. Acting like Elvis, not exercise enough.
Yeah, that's right. It is in Japan. But they do have, again, they have their vision. Everybody has their vision of what it should be. And they live their life. They pass laws and act as if what should be, but they forget it's not what is. They pass laws against nature.
It's like passing a law that mandates that every child get a B. You know, oh yeah, it's a great law. Make them get B's.
I thought about this. If I was ever a teacher, I would walk into class the first day and say, nobody's going to flunk this course. You know, a flunk in this course is a C. You know, you'll know you flunked because I'm not giving anything lower than a C.
Well, they already do that stuff with the football players in town, don't they?
Yeah, there's some. Well, there's
not
some
many football players getting below a B, are they?
No, they get it. Yeah. They get out there. They're not even doing. By God,
B plus.
That's right.
And this kind of planning, it's reminiscent of the stuff I've seen in the traffic area recently.
Oh. Don't get me started circles.
The traffic.
Yeah, we already did. We got started on that another show, the roundabout craze.
Well, I did it again this week. I was driving through when I was doing the garage sales.
Right.
I almost had an accident.
Well, yeah, because roundabouts, and I've said this before, roundabouts have exactly the opposite method of approach as a four-way stop. That is, a four-way stop, you cruise up there, no matter how you get there, first, whatever, you stop when you get there.
Right.
And that's un-American as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you should be able to just drive through. All four-way stops should be two-way yields. You know, you get to go unless there's something preventing you from going.
And just start hitting your horn about a block in advance and just barrel through.
Yeah, of course,
baby.
The guy's got his iPod on high and he's listening to the Beatles or something.
Boom,
and, you know,
whap.
Yeah, well, hey, that would take care.
Hey, look, you got to have a little faith in your drivers. And like they put up all these signs.
Like you remember an L.A. story? When they all pull up the stop sign and they're all waving each other through. And they're all, it's one of my favorite movies, L.A. Story, Steve Martin. And they're all waving each other.
And they all hit
each other at the same time.
Well, yeah. And in traffic circles, we're just not used to traffic circles over here.
It ain't going to happen. No. I mean, it's not. Let me put it. They're going to, you've brought up exactly.
That's the frogs.
That's,
The French do that. We're not copying them.
That's right. The frogs, right. Well, they do it up in Washington, D.C. too, which tells you something. It's the swamp up there, frogs, whatever. The point is that there is a point here.
There's a lot of traffic circles that are trying to get up.
Yeah, they are going to do it. They are living life as they wish it were, and it's not. We are going to put traffic circles. We're going to put seven of them here. You know, we're going to put these roundabouts, whatever it is, all the place, and everybody will be happy. And, of course, it's going to make it worse. And
it's made totally worse. You know, they fixed Main Street down at the southern end. What they've done is they... It used to be that Main Street, it merged. I knew there was a word there. It merged into Williston Road, which is the road that goes around the city.
Down
the
road 441.
Yeah, and you could just drive south, and then all of a sudden you were on the other road. Now, they fixed it, and you have to take a right-hand turn to get onto the road. Now, you'd think, well, it's just a right-hand turn. Everybody can make a right-hand turn, right? No. It can't. It doesn't happen. Now you drive down Main Street anytime around where it's supposed to be some traffic, and there's this gigantic line for the right-hand lane to turn right. 200 cars in line.
Oh my God!
And this is a street that used to flow just fine.
Well, because that street goes out west where everybody's living, and they all work downtown, and they screwed that all up.
Maybe yeah. That's...
This is like 39th Road and University. That when they fixed that one to 43rd Street, we used to have a perfectly good little cut-through road
that
you could take, and now they fixed it. They made it straight. They straightened out the road so that it looks more like a grid. And of course now there's this giant traffic jam in the middle of the road that used to be totally free flowing.
Yeah, horrific traffic.
Another thing they've done, I'll tell you, is they've put up all these no left turn signs. You come out of Publix or something, you want to make a left hand turn. Nope, sorry. There's a sign there. You're just not good enough to make a left-hand turn here. It's like they don't think you can do it anymore. You know, we've been doing it for decades. I mean,
What they do in some of these places now, in order to ensure that you don't make
a
left-hand
turn. They put a median.
They put a median. So now what you have to do in order to make a left-hand turn.
You buy a Humvee.
Exactly. I'm making my left-hand turn.
I say when you come SUV city. Humvee city. Yeah. Forget cycle city. I'm going to write a letter to the sun.
Out of my way.
That's right. That's it. We're going to become Humvee City. That's my
all of this.
No paved roads.
That's
no
right.
paved roads.
We don't need any of the government money.
Hey, look, they're not going to pave the roads anyway.
Right.
I mean, the fact is that we talked about this in the very first show. There's a $350 million shortfall on road. I have the cure. We'll have the shortfall be zero, and let everybody and take that money and have a Humvee subsidy.
I like it.
Four-wheel drive city.
And then if you want to put in any roads later, you put them in where people drove already.
That's right.
Well, especially if you've got if you're driving all up and down with Humvees and stuff, you could pack that'd be right. pack that pack it down pretty well.
Yeah.
Well, they've only been building roads since Roman times. I mean, you think they'd know how to get it right?
Man, I just can't believe they're taking away all the left-hand turns. And now, if you have a business on a corner, that's death.
Yeah,
you.
That's. And I've noticed that a couple of businesses I've noticed that I used to go to quite regularly, and now it's
impossible to get to them because they're on the corner. Yeah, you have to tunnel in, and they got the offsets back from the corner so far. You have to drive down the two different side streets to get to the back entrance to the thing that's on the corner.
No, exactly.
And
we have a Checkers Burger here in town, place that on the corner of 13th and 34th. Or University and 34th.
University and 34th, yeah.
And unless you're at a huge intersection, but unless you're driving in the right lane going north
on,
there's
yeah.
no way to get into the burger joint.
Yeah.
And when they first built that burger joint, it wasn't like that.
No.
So yeah. there's no way their traffic
numbers. Well, no, what you do now is
you
go park and you jump. There's a green space that's covered with brambles. And if you jump through that, if you walk, and you can walk up to the drive-thru and get your burger.
No, you can't walk through a drive-thru. That's
what?
They can't serve you unless you're in a vehicle.
Really?
On a drive-thru. That's
how about a bike?
With a gun.
So. Oh, bicycle.
Yeah, bicycle.
I wonder if they have a bicycle drive-thru.
I don't know about a bicycle.
That would be a good... We've talked about bicycles.
It's kind of hard to carry off food on your bicycle, though.
No, as far as they're concerned here, you can go down to Publix and do your week's shopping and go home on your bicycle.
I don't know. I thought there were laws against that. You can't. You must be in a a motor vehicle to pull through drive-thru, isn't it? Safety hazard.
I've heard some of that, but then again, I've seen it done.
Right.
And
I know I've seen people walk through the bank drive-thru.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. I have seen people walk up to the bank drive-thru and do their... I've seen them.
I have a picture of four clerks of the court who are going through the drive-thru at Whataburger, and interestingly, as they walked through the drive-thru, they stood in the positions as if they were in the car.
Ah.
They weren't like a line of four people. It was two in front and two in the back.
Did you film this?
I got a picture of it.
A picture? That doesn't count. We need to go down and make it. We need to go make a downtown movie. We need to go make a movie.
That'd
of this.
Be good to
we'll
put up.
We'll have to put the picture on
well,
the
Well, we need to do a remote, and we'll get our little wireless mics and a video camera. I know we got them all.
We got everything.
We'll
got all the toys
here. We'll just
cruise
around, and we'll go to each place in Gainesville, make a little movie, and we'll put it up on the Jimmy Doan Show, and then you can go down and do your little deal at the City Hall and just say, we want to let you know we have documented all of your fixes for the town, and and they're on this website right here. Here you go. Enjoy the rest of the show.
The bottom line, to sum up, let me just sum up this. It is astounding to me when you see the people on the various commissions, how they wish life would be. They actually pass some laws thinking that that's the way, and then it pops out that it doesn't work, and the next thing you know, they want to do some more. It is astounding to me that how they fail, they don't understand the way the market works, that the market will take care of this. Is they're in such a rush to have things done just their way. Their vision, and this has to do. I want to run back to two things here real quick, and that has to do with like the park initiative is going to come up here again. And I, as I say, driving around this last Saturday morning, I was amazed how many parks we do have already that are sort of private. That is to say, you've got your tennis courts and your pool in so many communities around here, and of course, we're other than this Donut City area, we're rural, and so if you live 20 miles out of town, well, if you live 10 miles out of town, for instance, you're out in the boons, and you're not going to drive into town to go to a park. I mean, you're living just walking around out there as
right.
a park. I mean, that's as
you
good as it
woods.
Gets.
Right.
So that's they don't understand why people don't want to pay twice for parks. I mean, you got one. You can bike ride all over the rural Alachua County. If you're out on any of those roads, you can bike ride up and down there and only get killed once. And they just sideswipe somebody.
It's just another one of those great ideas.
Times are changing, and parks and recreation's not,
as well.
Not
they,
really
if talk
up,
about
up
parks,
speed.
We were talking about to go back a little bit. Speaking of parks, the Lion Country Safari down here park. Besides right. what they raised their rates, I think, but they fenced in the damn lions. They used
Ordered
to be. It used to be. I mean, literally, that park has been there for at least. Almost 40 years that I know of. I know it's been there for 40 years.
Now, this is a place where if people don't know, you can essentially you're driving through animals, lions, tigers, and,
right.
and giraffes in your own car.
In your own car,
and
right.
And they'll come right up to your car.
Right up to your car. Buffaloes.
Eaten right next to you.
Yeah, no question. You
as
can
long
drive.
As it used to keep your windows open, now windows have to be closed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, windows have
They're
to be closed.
They're afraid that some kid gets snatched out of there. Anybody
well,
get snatched?
That's what happened with the lions. Come here, little boy.
Yeah. Well, you know,
someone must have gotten eaten. So now, when you drive through,
but you know, that might have been on purpose. I mean, if you have a recalcitrant kid,
yeah,
we're going to go visit Lion Country Safari. You remember your sister?
Hold this snake.
Yeah, out the window. No, that's what you could threaten your kids with taking their lions. But anyway, the point is that now they fenced in the lions.
You used to have a sister.
You used to have a sister.
Well, they can't trust its own customers.
So what? You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's thinning of the herd.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
Darwinian.
They give one the Darwinian. You know, I was out there feeding the lions a steak out the window of my car, and I'm dead.
And the problem is, and that's our fault.
They said they're worried about obviously worried about the liability. Somebody apparently did get chomped on in some other Lion Country or drive-through place and got a multi-million dollar award.
Eventually, you're going to get hurt doing anything. I mean, you're going to get super glue in your eyes somewhere. And
the coffee's going to burn you.
Exactly.
The coffee's going right.
to Eventually, the law of statistics
mouth,
means
right.
that somebody's going to get hurt doing something in whatever
well,
it is.
Well, that's why we have lawyers.
That's right.
To protect us from those things.
Thank goodness for lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
But now they said driving through Lion Country is fine. Of course, it's not cheap. I mean, no, to drive through there is
20 plus bucks a person.
Just to drive through.
Yeah, just to drive through.
Of course, then you get to go to the petting zoo, I guess.
Petting zoo, right.
Petting zoo, where you can get the bird flu at the petting zoo.
No extra charge.
No extra charge.
That's right.
No, but I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I remember driving through the thing, and you see the lions are, they feed them every day. They're lazy as shit. I mean, lions sleep out there, you know, 20 hours a day or something.
Right.
And I would imagine that was part of the problem was the kids were coming through saying, you know, like you hit the on an aquarium, you always tap on the aquarium to get the fish to do something. So the alternate to that is to open up the window and say, hey, lion, wake up, buddy.
Start throwing small objects.
Yeah, or meat or something.
A nickel.
Kind of like chumming the water, you know, or something like that. You know, here, sharky.
Right.
So they, but with a lion, of course, once they get close enough, I guess.
Well, you know, they got the buffalo. And the bison and the
there's one. Can I take that one home?
Those are the things that'll take you. You know,
they had
rhinoceros. I'll take your car door off.
They have a rhino there at Lion Country
Safari. Couple of them.
Really?
Yeah.
And are they fenced off now?
No.
No, they're not.
Right. Every other animal except the lions walk right up to your car.
Okay, well that's sort of a plus. But they had apparently they've got
and the chimpanzees and primates.
Well, they're roped in, right?
They're on an island.
Right. Otherwise,
the primates like other guys.
That's right.
Like humans.
They're like the helpers.
Yeah, the helpers. Right. Those primates.
Groundskeeper Willie.
That's right. It's primate. But it seems to take away some of the ambiance when they chain link up the lions. I mean, and they call it Lion Country
Safari.
I mean, now it's called what? Chip Country or, you know,
so
zebra country.
Go to Busch Gardens or something.
Yeah, I suppose that's right. Okay, well.
Go to Africa.
There you go.
See them all.
There you go.
Take up Ungawi, could be your guide, and take him out there.
That's right.
All right, we got some other local stuff here.
The only other thing that I did want to mention, if you gentle listeners want to have any questions about this stuff or have any suggestions, don't fail to send us an email at jimmy@jimmydone.com. We've got our regular cadre of listeners that we get stuff from and appreciate that. Thank you so much. And it is, and the word is getting out. I notice on our web clicks that we'll get a hit from somebody that's been on before. I don't know who it is, but I mean, we'll get it. It'll say, yes, this is a repeat visitor. And then within the next couple of hours, we from the same town,
right.
we get a whole bunch of new visitors. So either this person's going out to a new computer,
right.
you know, decide to go down to the different library, or else he's told his buddy or something. We appreciate it.
We're big in Beirut.
Yeah, we are big in Beijing. Well, you know, as I said, we were big in Beijing.
Beijing. Mm-hmm.
And we did get some great,
London
but we're
hits.
Big in North Carolina, Virginia. Yeah. We're actually bigger in Williston than we are in Gainesville,
yeah.
which is interesting. So that's
somebody lives in Williston.
Yeah, that lives.
Howdy, folks.
Howdy, Mr. Williston.
So all right.
I think that is...
Local stuff here.
Local stuff. Trader's is closing.
Trader's? What's Trader's?
Trader's, our strip joint, our erstwhile strip joint, has been there for 30, 40 years now. They
only one of three in Florida where they actually have all nude and
alcohol.
Full liquor.
Yep.
Full liquor bar.
And they've
gone away.
What happened was they gave them like 10 years or 5 years or something to close down.
It was about 10 years ago.
Yeah, they said was you will close.
The Bible thumpers started getting on them.
And so rather than actually do a taking and say you have to close tomorrow, they say you get 10 years to recoup your money and close down.
Going to close.
And there's something to be said for giving you 10 years. I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, it was
not if it's your club.
Well, that's true.
You know,
well, it was the guy who started it was the father of the guy who's running it now.
So,
and the guy who's running it now could give a shit. He doesn't care.
Okay, that's what they call grandfathered in.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's his.
Well,
property.
And we're just talking about the legality of it.
It doesn't matter. I mean, well, they did that with Cafe Risque around here. They forced him out there. First, they forced him down. Way away from where they were,
and then they cut off their
beer and wine, and now they cut it off completely. So they had to move them out of town completely. So
the girls are like in behind bars, literally.
Probably, yeah.
No, they are. They're in these really cages.
No, take it from Jimmy.
No, they can swing right through those bars.
Oh, take it from Curtis.
Swing.
Take
right
it from
through.
Curtis.
Is that right? Well, then
they'll slip right through there.
They have some rather substantial bouncers there.
Who, Candy?
Not that I saw. I mean, not that.
She's got some bouncers.
Yeah. Half of her more have bouncers.
Yeah, that's right.
Substantially big.
So you go down there, when you go down there, can you hit on the girls and everything, like take them out, dates, everything?
No, I think they have a policy about dating. All those clubs have a policy about the chicks dating people who go
You up. Think? You think? But, you know, of course, the question is if you're working at a club like that, if you're not a lesbian or something, I mean, who do you date?
The guy who tips you the most.
Well, you would think.
Probably the way it used to be.
That's the way it used to be. And certainly
that comes into the question that, and so now they're no longer allow these clubs at all. What is it, the city limits?
You're moving out of the country.
Is that in the city? I think it must have been.
That is in the city. So right. So what if they move? I happen to know right down the block. From the
county law is even more stringent.
Okay.
I think that's part of the deal.
It's the reverse. They moved out of the city into the county.
Well, if
traders.
You know,
not traders, the other cafe.
Yeah, cafe, right. I knew they did, right. They moved out. They were right at the corner of Williston. They were on the Williston Road exit.
Well, Traders right down the street from it is out of the city limits. What's to stop them from moving right down the street? They can't have the alcohol and.
Well, the county law, I guess, is if they're in the city now, are they in the city or the county?
They're
now?
In the city now.
Okay, they got grandfathered in.
Got grandfathered in. The city law was changed, of course, to make it so that to protect us from the evil naked women.
I mean, remember, we're in a, naked women and alcohol.
Yeah.
And we are in a college town. We are in a college town. Right. We got to think about the kids.
Yeah, they have to make some money somehow.
Well, not. I was thinking about corrupting
them. I was thinking about the frat boys. Yeah, you know?
We don't want to corrupt the frat boys.
Frat boys are rich. They can afford the places, and the women here are, getting.
I'm just putting myself through law school.
I mean, it's pricey to go to UF, especially if you're out of state.
Yeah.
So they got to make their money somehow, but I guess they're going to be out there tarring your roof or something. I don't know.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. New. Yeah. Well, that
pays about the same, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there might be a new bunch. The Traders is down there actually, where there's some of the people that used to walk the street, so to speak. And maybe that'll pick up. Maybe that business will pick up down there. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's why they happen to be building all the new. And we talked about this briefly. All the new sidewalks. The same vicinity. So maybe they're preparing
for the onslaught of
ladies of the night.
Mm-hmm. A lot of girls who want to take their clothes off going to be out of money, out of work.
Out of money. Yeah. And out of money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too bad.
They have tried everything in this town. It is fascinating to see how the evolution from small town, and as you go up, they've tried everything. A wet T-shirt. They tried the lingerie place. They had lingerie clubs, where you
right.
could come in and.
That's
and
right. Yeah, French Addiction, I think, was one.
Well, I don't know. They had lingerie clubs.
But they had one down. They had a nude place actually down on the corner of Main and University, and where that nobody can ever get that restaurant to work. But I thought that place was doing all right. But again, like you said, it was the city that kicked everybody out.
Yep.
So I mean, they just don't want it. So
Well, there's seven people.
Seven that people that don't want
seven people.
It.
Or there's let me put it the way. There are four out of seven at least.
Right.
That
right.
don't want it.
Don't want it.
Right.
So they're going to make the decision for everybody else.
That's exciting.
The end of an era.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a big end to a big area because it's not only Gainesville. It's Orlando. I mean, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, like all those places are getting shut down. Mm-hmm. So it's gone.
So hated it.
Are these places really crime, you know, attracting? I mean, I don't know that that's an issue of crime on that.
Personally, I would think they'd be revenue enhancement. You'd park a cop out there, and everybody that drove out of there, you give them a sobriety test. I mean, you know what it costs for DUI these days. I mean, you track the guy down and...
Well, that's the same with any club. I think, is the issue was the moral issue of...
It's all people, victimless crime.
The evil naked body. Yep.
You know, what's funny, of course, when you talk about it, and I'm going to talk about this in another podcast, and you brought up a good word, and that is the morality. It is fascinating to me how people talk about morality, and yet the way the school system is run, the lotto here in Florida is immoral. It's immoral the way they run it. It seems to me. I think I can
certainly by their standards, it's immoral.
By whose?
By their own standards.
Yeah, by their own standards, it's immoral. I mean,
if nudity is immoral, gambling should be immoral.
Well, it is, but the gambling is immoral unless the state does it. I mean, right. And there's
unless they can do it.
No, I mean, serious.
They would get a state-run nudie bar, and when they couldn't complain.
Yeah, well, you know how that would be. You'd have to wear a dress up in one of those what do they call the things?
Big veil, I don't know.
Parka.
No, yeah. No, it's called, starts with a B, the clothing that they wear in Afghanistan. I know that you can only see it through the eye thing.
Right.
That would be the nudie bar.
Parachute.
Parachute, right. Show me an ankle. Yeah. Woo. No, anyway, that's about it. Anything else you got?
I got light notes.
Okay, go through real quick.
We've
got to go to this guy out here in 6 minutes.
Yeah. Find me plate, dooms alleged bank robber. This guy had an auto tag that said, find me. Kind of, I guess, as some kind of a snub. It's in Norfolk, Nebraska. This guy walked into a bank 9:30 a.m., indicated his intention to rob, and then, witnesses described the vehicle and picked up on the eye-catching find me plate. And then, we talked about this before. It's like, of course, that's Darwinian, whatever. We talked about maybe having our own plates before that had I10D11L, you know, even if you studied it, you wouldn't get it right. You know, all the letters look so exactly familiar. So this guy's doing the opposite of what we wanted to do.
Here's a quick one. Uh-huh. Flying spaghetti monster update.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a sighting. Uh-huh. And in a stunning display of the proof of God's existence, the Pennsylvania school board rescinded intelligent design.
There's been, and we can talk about this too. There was a big article in today's paper about that, and there was a big thing on C-SPAN. It was hours long about the same, not intelligent design as much as it was about, it was intelligent design versus the skeptics, or skeptics versus something or another. And they had a big long panel, which of course brings up the education course here in Santa Fe Community College. I had an education course here on psychic connect. You can go take a course in psychic connection.
How much does that cost?
It costs $52 if you want to take. And this is beyond the world of senses. Exists another world. This is taught in your community college. Okay. Exists another world. Explore psychometry in then parentheses information by holding an object or picture. Okay, and
maybe I'll give you an object to hold.
Too can be on a.
That's right. I hold this, baby. I can tell a lot about this one. Okay, and ESP. Learn about auras, chakras.
Mm-hmm. That's Shakari, Shaka Zulu.
That's CH.
Yeah,
and meditation, and use them to heal yourself and others.
Mm-hmm. So when does your courses start, Jimmy?
taught by J. Doe. No.
I'll take that $52, please.
That's right.
You're an idiot.
Here. I've healed your wallet. I have healed your wallet of $52.
holding these greenbacks, I'm getting an impression.
I'm getting you all are stupid. And this is your lesson. Bye.
Wait. I feel you have more. In your
right. You gotta give it to me.
That's right.
I sense additional money.
Give it to Jimmy.
Thank you.
I'm out of here, baby. Yes, you laugh all the way to Wachovia Bank.
That's it.
Here's your lesson for you. Did you learn something?
Sucker born
every minute.
That's right. That's it. No, but I mean, I went through the University of Florida catalog. Did you know, at least when I went through it a couple of years ago, literally, I am not kidding you, at the University of Florida, I don't think you get a degree in it, but there was a course in basket weaving.
But it wasn't underwater.
Well, it didn't say underwater, okay. No. But I mean, I just thought, God, you know, you would just have to be the hoot, laugh capital, whatever it is. I mean, whose idea was it to stick it in there? It had to be a joke.
Yeah.
I would think.
Somebody. Now, what other, is there any courses? Does it take teaching like anything cool? Like,
well, they are teaching. They are teaching a course, for what it's worth. Anybody that wants to be a podcaster, they're teaching a course in what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's just recording studio workshop.
There you go.
So you can learn about MIDI and about the, you know, learn about mixers and stuff like that. Do your own podcast.
Yeah.
One I thought actually that I'm thinking about taking is American Sign Language. Oh. I think it'd be cool to be able to speak to somebody.
Let's do a whole show in sign language.
Here, plan.
Let's start right now.
That'll be our first vodcast.
Hey, you can't sign that on the air.
Yeah, hey. Did you see what he said?
This is a family show.
This is a family show. You can't say that on here.
Is EJ teaching his chocolate thing?
Yes, EJ is teaching his chocolate creations. And, of course, so you know, EJ, it's, and they have a big 18-year-old thing.
18-year-old women only?
I think a thong.
That's a dress code.
The dress code is thong.
EJ's chocolate thing.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that there's extra credit for wearing only chocolate.
Do you get a discount if you're Nubian?
Nubian.
No, that's Nudian.
Nudian.
No, it's Nudian. You come in as your Nudian.
Here's another quick update. The airports are using talk now to help identify terrorists. You know, so
say what?
They're talking to people if they look.
Oh,
suspicious.
I heard that. Yes.
So, you know,
apparently
you can,
they're saying like, "Are you a terrorist?"
Right. Exactly. say.
Well, they've been doing that over in Europe for at least a decade, if not longer.
Well, we talked about this on one of the shows. You might have been here for that, where they didn't get the shoe bummer because they were looking for cheese or something in France.
Right.
And they found some.
They found the, they found was a fuse in his boot and no cheese, so they let him go.
So yeah, having traveled in the past, traveled a lot. Internationally, I've definitely been come up, you know, someone come up
say,
and just start a conversation for a few minutes.
So done any camping in Iraq recently?
That's right.
No, they did.
So what's that big bulge around your midsection that's ticking? You know? Well, that's just
right. And that thing you're holding in your hand that you don't want to release that button because why? No, they did say. Apparently, it has to. It's what they call psychological profiling, or whatever they go through, and if you know eye contact, it's just a regular shit.
Right.
And of course, I guess there's a difference. They do. Apparently, if you're too talky, is also a giveaway. You know, if you come through and you're just really talky, that's what. Now I'm surprised that I haven't been investigated a little more because I'm awfully talky.
We are too.
That's right. Yeah. Take this man away.
Yeah, in handcuffs or whatever it is. Yeah.
Well, anything they can do to get, you know.
Yeah, but it's interesting because they don't mind profiling the people with speech, but certainly if just because you're wearing a turban and a machine gun and stuff around your waist that looks like dynamite, that's called profiling.
Right.
Yeah. And you can't those people you let through. But if you talk, but they're allowed to profile you because of the way you talk.
Hmm. Death to George Bush!
Yeah.
You say something like that, you get moved into the higher security classification.
Back, I'm bumming you.
Back, I'm bumming you. That's my name.
Mr. I'm bombing you. Right on through.
Come
on through.
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. I'm bombing you. We have first class seat for you right here.
Yes, that's right.
How about this? I thought about this one. This one reminded me of you there, Dr. Dunn. Miffed man pays bank bill penny at a time.
You know, it's in some places. How big was the bill?
It was $860.
Surprisingly enough, as you know, there are legal tender laws here in the United States. And
this is in Canada, actually.
Oh, well then, duh.
But I mean, go ahead with your point.
Well, in the United States, they've actually abrogated some of the things that you would think. For instance, they've made the $20 gold piece. How can I put this? The legal tender laws in the United States say that anytime a dollar has been printed or whatever it is, it's legal tender. You get an $1863 dollar, and sure enough, you can spend it as a dollar anytime you want. We've never rescinded that as they have in so many other countries. However, it does turn out that if you try and pay something with pennies, there is a limit, and they can say, I won't take your money. And I don't know. I don't. It's
two, I think it is.
Pardon?
If you have more than two pennies.
Yeah, no. I think it's. What costs two pennies? No, I think if you try and go in and pay for something with like $2 worth, you know, and count it out, I think that they can say, we're not going to take that, even though it's legal.
Take off, you hoser.
Take off, you hoser. Well, that's what they said in Canada.
Take off. Well, there was a Seinfeld episode about that. Remember, Kramer went in and tried to pay for the lunch with all change. Remember, and he pulled it out and dumped it all on me. Refused to.
Didn't it spill all over the ground or something?
Spill all over. I remember they went on to warm up his clothes in the toaster oven and all that, in the pizza oven. But he wouldn't accept the pennies, you know, for payment for the lunch, for the $18 lunch.
Right. So right. 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 Well,
Kramer went off the hook on that.
So. Yeah. It is interesting that that I know that where this happened, of course, the little girl in mine shift, somebody actually walked in. It's been decades ago that somebody walked in with, you know, $1,000 in pennies or something. Like you said, the miffed guy. And they went through the whole thing, and it wasn't too long after that they said, you don't have to do that.
Made a law.
They made a law, right? Right.
Got to have a law.
Dr. Rhodes, how come all those miners didn't have rebreathers from...
Dive right.
Yeah.
Talking about the miners, yeah. That's
yeah, no, they said they lasted for like 10 hours or something. Now, they had some kind of something down there, didn't they? Do they have any kind of oxygen thing?
They have some kind of a mask, you know, but I'm
but
not,
doesn't
I'm
Dive
not
right familiar. Have the rebreathers that let you go pretty much indefinitely nowadays? Or?
Well, that's completely different.
Yeah, you couldn't use them down there?
No.
Well, what you do is you flood it first.
Then they'd be fine.
You flood it.
You flood it first with seawater, right, and send down, you know, a couple of sharks and everything like that, and then send down the rebreathers.
Right.
It's no problem. No, we have no problem with that.
See, that woman got eaten off the coast of Australia,
huh?
The other day, woman got eaten off the coast of Australia yesterday or something.
Who did that? Some guy did that.
No, it was a shark. Well, it's probably
a family
shark.
Show. Please stop talking about
it. It's a bull shark.
Oh, I guess. I have never understood what a bull shark would see in some girl. I mean, unless it was a girl bull shark.
Yeah.
Food.
Food.
Yeah, yeah, that's, oh, that's what is food. Okay, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It probably wasn't a sexual thing after all.
Right.
Okay. We can just edit this whole last
one. Well, we can do that. There's no problem. Woman, how about this one? Woman poisons trees to improve ocean view.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't see that.
This is class. This is, again, another. This is Vancouver, British Columbia.
The Canadians, the Canucks up there. What are they, you know?
Who's going to arrest them? The mounted police or a Dudley Do-Right?
She got arrested.
Dudley Do-Right.
What are they?
She got arrested.
These old growth north.
Well, she did got arrested. She did, actually. She admitted she purchased herbicide in the U.S., nasty old upper Mexicans. Those dirty, scummy upper Mexicans. And applied it to 5 trees in the spring of 2004 in an effort to kill them. 3 trees died later. So anyway. I thought this was classic, though, because she was an interior designer, a well-known interior designer.
Yeah. She had threatened to kill the trees before,
mm-hmm.
So they kind of knew when these 3 big trees that blocked her view of the ocean died, you know.
Ranging in height between 25 and
45
feet.
Why didn't she buy them or something?
Well, she's buying them now, $50,000.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Per tree?
No, she's replacing, they got to replace in...
Well, you can't replace an 80-year-old tree, you know.
Yeah, she's going to replace the
dead
trees.
In 80 years,
trees.
You can.
Yeah, in 80 years, that's it.
No problem.
Yeah.
So
just charge her a penny a year for 80 years.
Yeah. No, they. A lot of people don't realize that, surprisingly, how time does fly. I can tell you from personal experience, having gone around to some of these places where you would think, I remember seeing them as barren territory, you know, somebody mowed down the whole place, put up houses, and you think, my God, who would want to live here? But literally, you go out there now, out here west of town, some of these places that were mowed down to the dirt, right, and houses, and they're flourishing. This is 30 years later. I mean, they got big, fat trees, shade everywhere. The whole looked like old growth. I mean, you try
canopy rainforest.
Yeah, just about. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. Monkeys, everything. Yeah, sure.
That was good, Jimmy.
All right, well, I'm done.
I'm done.
Okay, we're out of here. Listen. Thank you all for joining us for the Jimmy Doan Show here on Sunday, the January 8th, it was? Mm-hmm. It still is, probably.
2006.
Hey, I got a new trick for you, too.
What?
If you go over to your friend's house and they have a podcast, plug it in real quick and go to, like, iTunes and subscribe to the Jimmy Doan Show for them.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You can do that, and then the next time they have go, what's this? What's this?
Hey, you know, you're just helping them out.
That's right. So, Jack, appreciate your being here.
Hey, good to be here.
This is great. You're fabulous as usual. Curtis, thank you.
Welcome.
And engineer?
Wouldn't miss it if I did. It wouldn't be a show.
That's the truth. Engineer.
Always good to be here.
Anyway, send us an email if you got problems, questions, or... Now, I'm going to take the ESP course so you can actually think about
your problem. You can think about it.
And
we'll know.
And we'll know. Mm-hmm.
But not yet. You haven't done the course yet.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't done the course. And Jimmy@JimmyDoan.com. Appreciate it. But I'd say the ESP thing. I like the ESP. You know, the thing about if you get a license to be a psychic or a palm reader, I mean, I don't... There's a basic discrepancy here. When somebody shows up at your front door, how do you not know?
Hey, I knew you were coming.
I knew you were coming. See this cake? I baked a cake.
That's it.
All righty, we'll see y'all soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.